This message is presented to you by Pastor David Lambert and Exceed Life Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. For more information, visit exceedlifechurch.org.
Praise God. Well, I'm telling you, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And this is the first Sunday where I focus on healing. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but has anybody been attacked with sickness lately? Glory to God. Amen. Allergies, you know, the pollen season, all that. But, you know, you can stand against those things. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to give you faith keys for healing this morning. And the first faith key for healing is that you need to speak the healing scriptures on a continual basis. You need to be speaking it on a continual basis. Most Christians that are dealing with any kind of health issues, what we tend to do is tell people about our health issues. Amen. We talk about it, don't we? We talk about our problems that we have, and it helps us vent. You know, I think sometimes we want to get people's sympathy. Amen. But I rather have God's healing power in my life than people's sympathy. And it's sometimes we just want to talk about it. Sometimes we want to talk about how bad our back is, or our trick knee. And we don't need to be focusing on that. We need to be speaking, you know, by Jesus' stripes, my back is healed in Jesus' name, if anybody's dealing with back problems. Amen? And so I'd love that. So Jesus talks about, you know, how to overcome problems. And as long as you're in this life and as long as you're in this physical body, you may encounter some problems. Has anybody ever encountered any problems in here? With your physical bodies. Anybody getting older in here? Glory to God. And have you noticed you don't run as fast as you used to? You don't move as fast as you used to. Glory to God. But somebody say, my youth is renewed like the eagles. Glory to God. So your youth can be renewed even though the body may be perishing. Your spirit is renewed day by day, and you can stay forever young on the inside.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I'm looking at forever young people this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Jesus spoke to a fig tree in this scripture in Mark, and he cursed it. And the fig tree wasn't given any fruit. I don't have that as a reference, but I'm just going to go up to it. And in the fig tree, what happened was when he spoke to the tree, the next day it withered. And Peter said, look, Jesus, the tree's withered. So I think Peter was really excited about the fact that Jesus spoke words and things happened. I'm telling you, your words can affect things. Your words can affect the way you live your life. It's the foundation of your life. Amen. So Jesus said to Peter and the rest of the disciples, have faith in God. Does anybody have any faith in God out here? I'm telling you, have some faith in God. Glory to God. And then and really, if you want to really look at this scripture, you know, we got to have faith in God's word. Amen. And then he says here, for surely I say to you, whoever says to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. That's powerful. So if we're going to have faith for healing, we must follow Jesus' directives in these scriptures. We must put our faith in God's word, and not in the circumstances of life. Amen. Amen. What you deal with on a daily basis is subject to change. Yes. Things are subject to change in this life, but God's word is forever established in heaven and on earth, and it's immovable. Amen. Do you believe that today? Yes. It says in Psalms 119, 160, by Jesus' stripes I'm healed. The devil's trying to attack pastor a little bit, but you know what? He can't win. Amen. It says here, Psalms 119, 160, the entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. So God's word is truth. Somebody say God's word, is truth. And I love this scripture in Numbers 23:19. It says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it and will he not do it? Or has he spoken it and will he not make it good? So God is always good to his word. Amen. You can count on it. Then Jesus was looking around and he looked at the biggest thing he could find, because sometimes our problems seem to be really big in our lives. The devil always wants to make your problem look big. Amen. And so Jesus looked at the mountains. And he says, speak to the mountains and command them to be removed. Amen. And so we have to speak to whatever is coming against our life. If it's sickness, you speak to it. If it's a cough, you command it to go. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. If it's congestion, it has to go. In Jesus' name. Amen. And you keep speaking it and it will eventually go. You say, well, Pastor, it will go even if you don't speak it, because your body's already designed to heal itself. Yeah, but I think it might go a little quicker. Amen. If I can cut down the time span of a cold by speaking the word of God, I'm going to speak the word of God. I'm going to give some effort to it. Amen. Amen. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed.
Amen.
So he says, what? We must speak, the second key in this verse, we're breaking down this verse. We must speak to the mountains and command them to go. Glory to God. So it's okay to speak to whatever is ailing your body and you can command it to go. Matthew 18:18 says this way, I surely say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So you have the power to bind that thing that's coming against your life, that's coming against your family. You have authority. You don't have to wait to get to church and have the pastor pray for you. You have the authority in your own right to command those things that the devil's trying to do in your life to get out in Jesus' name. Show it the door. Glory to God. So we must believe in the number three, we must believe in the process of speaking to our mountains and not doubt that it won't work. Well, you can't be doubting that it won't work. Amen. You got to believe your words are powerful, and whatever you're given, you give authority to whatever you're speaking on the subject to. So whatever you're speaking in of, that's what you give authority to. And I'm not going to speak about any sickness that's attacking my body. I'm going to talk about the stripes of Jesus healing my body. Amen. Amen. In Proverbs 18:20-21, it says this, a man's stomach shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. Notice that. A man's stomach shall be satisfied by the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. That's powerful. Amen. Then he says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat its fruit. So you're going to eventually eat your words. Don't be saying every time springtime comes, I'm always dealing with allergies. Because you will always be dealing with allergies. Amen. No, say this year, God's healing me of allergies in Jesus' name. You gotta believe that. Amen. And number four, we must continue in faith, speaking the promise until we see the results. We gotta continue in faith. So faith is not just a one-off situation. It's not just praying one scripture. It's not just doing it one time. Faith is a continual action of speaking and believing, and you have to continue to do it until you see the blessing from it. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get a blessing on that? Amen. It says here, but he who looks at the perfect law of liberty, James 1:25, and continues in it. Notice that. He who looks at the perfect law of liberty and continues in it is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one will be blessed in what he does. So what is the devil trying to do? He's trying to get you to forget. He's trying to forget you, get you to forget what God has said in his word. The devil's trying to get you to have a short memory. Amen. And so, but if you continue, he says here, the perfect law of liberty, if you continue in it and not a forgetful hearer, you will be the doer of the work and you'll be blessed in what you do. Amen. The second key to walking in divine healing is faith for healing comes through believing and not begging. Have you ever got to a point in your life where you were at the end of your rope and all you could do is cry out, God, help me? And that's not bad to do that. But we don't want that to be a continual prayer, God, help me. It should be very rare that we're King's kids. We're not beggars. Our approach in prayer to God, what we're believing God to do, should not come out of a fear-based prayer of begging, but a faith-based prayer for the promise. We don't beg God for what he has already paid for and given us. Amen. I'm going to say that again. You don't beg for something you already have. And I'm going to say this to you this morning. You already have healing. And you say, but where is it, Pastor? I'm dealing with it. You already have healing. You just have to receive it into your spirit, glory to God. Our healing is already a done deal. Jesus has already paid for it 2,000 years ago. So we don't beg God for something he has already provided for us. Here's a scripture that our healing is already a done deal. And I know you might say, well, I've heard these scriptures before. Well, faith doesn't come by having heard. It comes by hearing and hearing. So you got to continue to hear the word of God. You got to continue. Don't turn me off because you've heard these scriptures before. No. Hone in and listen because there's more revelation that God may want to get to you. Amen. Glory to God. And he says here in 1 Peter 2:24, who himself bore our sins on his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Now that word were, is that present tense? Is that future tense or is it past tense? We're in an English class today, amen? It's past tense. That means that Jesus already paid the price. Peter is looking back at the cross and he's saying, by Jesus' stripes, you were healed. Amen. And if you were, you are. Somebody say, I am. Healed by the stripes of Jesus. Our healing is already a done deal in the mind of Christ. We need to stop begging God for healing. What we need to start doing is praising God, by Jesus' stripes, we are healed. Not begging God for the answer doesn't work. Believing God for the promise does. Amen? So to approach God and receive an answer prayer, we must go from a begging plea to a bold proclamation of his promise for us. Amen. You got to have a bold proclamation. You got to convince the devil that you're not worried about it. You got to get serious about your faith. You might need to get loud about your faith. Amen. I know God's not hard of hearing, but the devil is. Amen. The devil has all kinds of problems. And one of his problems is he's a slew foot and he's hard of hearing. So you got to make sure that he hears what you're believing God for. You got to get boisterous sometimes. You got to get loud. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to be like a drill sergeant. Glory to God. If you're going to see God move in your life, you got to be like Sergeant Carter. Amen. Anybody used to watch Gomer Pyle here? Amen. And so you got to be like a drill sergeant in faith. Glory to God. He says in Hebrews 4:16, "Let us therefore come boldly, not timidly, not beggingly." No, he says, "Therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace and help in time of need." We come to God in a bold. Why? Because the blood of Jesus should make you bold. Glory to God. Number three, faith for healing doesn't come by praying for more faith to be healed. Have you ever felt like you were dealing with any kind of sickness and your faith wasn't connecting and you started praying, "God, give me more faith"? Sometimes people ask God for more faith. Sometimes they will ask the pastor to pray, "Can God give me more faith?" I have good news for you. You have enough faith to speak to mountains and command them to go. You have faith already imparted on the inside of you through your born-again spirit when you got Jesus on the inside. Amen? Amen. In Romans 12:3, it says this way, "For I say through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." Somebody say, "I have faith."
I have faith.
You have the God kind of faith that can remove mountains.
Amen.
You have that God kind of faith. You have a measure of faith. Even Jesus said you could just have a mustard seed of faith. And you can say to the sycamore tree, "Be plucked up by the roots and thrown in the sea, and it shall obey you." Glory to God. Or the sycamine tree, "Sick of yours and sick of mine." Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You got to get serious. Look at your neighbor and say, "Get serious."
Get serious.
You got to get serious. S-E-R-I-O-U-S. Let's get serious. Fall in love with the Word of God. Amen?
Amen?
That's a song, by the way. Amen, if you guys picked up on it. But anyway, this scripture is telling us here and here, it's saying here, not to think more highly of yourself as you ought, but to think soberly. In other words, stay humble. Always stay humble under the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you in due time. So stay humble and realize that God has given you faith to knock the devil out every time.
Amen.
You have the measure of faith. All you have to do is activate it by believing, speaking, and acting as if the word is true. Number four, our faith for healing can grow stronger in through our daily confession of the word of God. So it's a daily confession, not a weekly confession, not a monthly confession, but a daily confession of the Word of God. Romans 10:17, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So the more we proclaim God's Word in our lives, it will produce a faith that gets the job done. Glory to God. So you got to check up on what you've been speaking every day. That's why we have these these confession sheets out here, so that you can be confessing the healing scriptures or any scriptures that you might need for whatever you're believing God to do in your life. So the more we confess the Word of God, the more faith we walk in, and the more faith, the greater results. Our faith for healing can grow. You know your muscles can grow? Boy, it's quiet in here today. You know, if you go to the gym and work out, you can build strong muscles.
Yeah.
And you know your muscles can grow, glory to God.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is exercise. So what am I saying to you today? You need to exercise by confessing the Word of God on a daily basis.
Amen.
And I'm going to say this. It's not easy to speak the Scriptures when you're dealing with symptoms. That's probably one of the most hardest things you can do in walking in faith, is speaking the Word of God even in the midst of symptoms attacking your body. I'm not saying it's easy. It's not easy going in the gym and working out 3 or 4 days a week. It takes grit. It takes you know, a lot to go into the gym and work out. And it's going to take a lot for you to confess the scriptures when you're dealing with pain in your body. I'm not saying it's easy. It's not always easy doing the Word of God, but it works, and it's worth it. Amen. Now, I know this because we speak to the circumstances, even though the circumstances or our body may not be in line quite yet, we speak to it until it gets in line.
Amen.
Amen. In Hebrews 11:1, it says this. This is basic faith. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So faith is the substance of what you're believing God to do in your life, and it's the evidence of things not seen. You don't see it yet. That's why you speak it first and you see it after you speak it. Glory to God. Well, can I just speak it after it's done? Yeah, you can, but you might be waiting a long time. Glory to God. So you need to start speaking what you're believing God to do in your life. Faith for healing comes by this is a key. This is a key right here. Hone in on this. Faith for healing comes by knowing our identity in Christ. Amen. You got to know who you are in Christ Jesus. If we're going to walk in faith for healing, we must know who we are in Christ. Knowing who you are in Christ will help you get a grasp on the realities of the promises of God for us. Amen. I'd like 2 Corinthians 5:17. How many born-again believers do I have in the house today? Glory to God. It says here, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You are not your old self if you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. In other words, you don't have the old problems that's plaguing you from your past. You might say, well, I beg to differ, Pastor. Well, they may be trying to come in, but you're going to use your faith to get them out.
Amen.
You need to see yourself as a new person in Christ. The old has passed away and the new has become. Some of us might have a terrible past. Maybe you had destructive habits that plagued you in the past. And they may be trying to move into your present situation. But if you are saved, God's power is working in you to bring you out of these old patterns that you came out of. In 1 Corinthians 6:9-10, the apostle is talking about people that didn't have Jesus at one time. He says, do you know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. I thought I'd get you excited this morning. But look what he says next. He says, and such were some of you. 1 Corinthians 6, we used to be in that camp, but we're not in that camp anymore. Glory to God. He said, and some of you were in that camp with sinners. We were sinners, and what did sinners do best? Sin. Sinners like to sin. That's what they do. They sin. Don't be appalled because they sin. Amen. But look, But such as you, some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by His Spirit of our God.
Amen.
That's powerful. So the blood of Jesus washes you. The blood of Jesus sanctifies you. The blood of Jesus, glory to God, justifies you in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm a new creation in God. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. Amen. Knowing who we are in Christ will give us new, uh, will give us a revelation of our new identity, and we'll be able to receive the blessings of God in our lives. Amen? Let me just give you some a couple of who you are in Christ scriptures, glory to God. We have these scriptures when you walk out on the right-hand side of scriptures that you can confess every day of who you are in Christ based on the Bible and based on the Word of God. Amen? You are the righteousness of God in Christ. You are the righteousness of God. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Amen. You are redeemed. Amen. Somebody say, "I'm redeemed."
Amen.
Amen. In Psalms 107:2, it says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Jesus has redeemed you from sin, sickness, and Satan's power over your lives.
Amen.
You got to believe that today. You are accepted and not rejected by God. I'm going to say it again. You are accepted in the beloved. In Ephesians 1:6, it says to praise the glory of God. See, people might reject you, but God will never reject you.
Amen.
People might, stiff hand you and say, "I don't want to have anything to do with you." But God is with you no matter what.
Amen.
You got to believe that today. Amen. You are the next scripture. You are accepted in the beloved. Amen. And it says in Ephesians to praise the glory of God, which he made us accepted in the beloved. Ephesians 1:6. You are more than a conqueror. That means you're not a loser. And the devil will try to tell you, you are a loser. Amen? But you're a winner if you have Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You are more than a conqueror.
Amen.
You got to believe that today. No matter what mistakes that you make, the blood of Jesus can take care of those mistakes. You believe that today? And you are more than a conqueror in Christ. Romans 8:37 says it this way, "Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." Knowing who we are in Christ will help us to receive the kingdom blessings of healing in our life. Number 6 point, and the last point I want to focus on, is to receive healing, we must know our position in Christ. I guess it's second to the last point. So receive healing, amen. Second to the last point, amen. I'm glad that God can use me up here, amen. If he can use me, he can use anybody. If he can use me, I'm telling you, you're next. Now, you're laughing there, but you're going to be up here pretty soon, glory to God. Amen. I was there, and God got me up here. Glory to God. And I'm still scratching my head and saying, "Lord, you sure about this?" You better believe pastor's still wondering about this thing. Amen. If I'm really called out here, amen. Glory to God. I'm called and you're called.
Amen.
Amen. And I says, "See, we're not struggling Christians trying to get healing from God. We place our position and our authority to receive our healing from God." So I'm going to say this today, to receive faith for healing, you must know where you stand in God.
Amen.
You must know. And you're not some poor beggar trying to get God to do something for you, glory to God. Let's look at Ephesians 2, 4, and 6. It says, "But God, who is rich in mercy," man, I'm so glad that he's rich in mercy, aren't you?
Amen.
Amen. "Because I need his mercy," amen. "Because of his great love, which he has loved us," God loves us, amen, "when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you've been saved and raised up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." So where are you seated today? You're not seated under the, you're seated in heavenly places. You're seated in heavenly places. That means the devil's under your feet. That means sickness is under your feet.
Amen.
That means poverty's under your feet.
Amen.
Glory to God. Because you are seated in heavenly places.
Amen.
This means you have authority over sickness, Satan, and sin over your life.
Amen.
Sickness, sin, and Satan has no power to rule over you. To the believer that knows that he's seated in heavenly places with Jesus, our Lord. Amen? We have power to rule and reign in our domain in Christ. So what am I saying? I'm saying if we know our reality, we will rule and reign with Jesus in heavenly places. And I'm saying the struggle's over and the victory begins. When you realize where you're seated, glory to God. God's word reveals that we are kings and priests unto our God. In Revelations 1, 5 and 6, talking about our authority and our stance in God, you stand as a king and a priest. In Revelations 1, 5 and 6, it says, from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler over the kings of the earth. See, he's the ruler over the kings of the earth. Say, I'm a king. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and made us kings and priests to his God and Father to him be glory, dominion forever and ever. Amen. So Jesus made us kings and priests. And what does kings do? They command. Kings give commands and orders, and they are carried out. So when you give your command and order for sickness to leave your body, for healing to come in, they have to be carried out by the angels of God. Somebody say, I'm a king.
Amen.
And priests pray, and the power of God is released. So you are a king, and you are a priest, and you proclaim and you pray, and the power of God to heal, deliver, will set you free. The seventh key that I almost wiped out this morning, glory to God, is faith for healing comes from renewing your mind. Comes from renewing your mind. Our thoughts are powerful, and what we think on will determine our outcome in our lives. Amen? Your thoughts are powerful. What you're thinking on will dictate what you're going to end up speaking. And what you speak could end up dictating what you're going to do, glory to God.
Amen.
And so you have to get a hold of your thoughts, glory to God. The Bible says in Romans 12, 2, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. The Word of God has the power to transform our minds to where we are thinking in line with God's word. When we think right, we will speak right and we will act right. Amen. When we think in God line with God's word, we will speak in God line with God's word, and our actions will line up with God's word in our lives. When we speak God's word over our circumstances, we are coming to agreement with God. There is where the power is produced. The power is produced by agreeing with God. The Bible says, how can two walk together unless Amos 3:3, unless two agree. So you must come in agreement with God's word for your healing, for your body. If you keep saying, I'm sick, I'm never going to get better, I'm always going to be in this mess, that's what you're disagreeing with what God's word says, and you're not in agreement with God. You got to side on God's side. And his side is, by Jesus' stripes, you are healed, delivered, and set free. You know, the Bible talks about the power of agreement. And I love this. This is in prayer. It says, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. He's talking about if you get with a prayer buddy and you stand in agreement with a prayer buddy that God is moving in your life, it shall be done. It's called the power of agreement. The Bible says one can cast out 1,000, two can cast out 10,000. There's more power in agreement, glory to God. That's why you want to always stay in unity with your spouse. Hallelujah. Because there's power, dunamis power in agreement. Amen? And so when you come in line with God's word and you're speaking what God is speaking, you know, you're not speaking what you want to speak. You speak what God speaks. That's what we're doing. We're not making God do anything. We're just agreeing with God's word. We're just saying yes and amen. The Bible says the promises of God are yes and amen, not no or maybe. So what we do is we come in line with God's word. We come in agreement with God's word. We speak his word. Glory to God. That's what the prophets did in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament and even in the New Testament, the prophets would speak under the power of the Holy Spirit, and God would speak through them, and then God would do it. Think about that. God needed a prophet to speak through before he moved. That's powerful. That's a powerful thought right there. So God used prophets, and then he would move through the words that the prophets spoke that God, you know, illuminated the prophets to do. Glory to God. So renewing our minds gets our thoughts and our words in line with God's word, causing an agreement that produces the power of healing, deliverance, and blessing to be released in our circumstances. So today we have discovered faith keys for healing. Faith keys for healing happens in our life. We can receive healing when we continually speak to our mountains and doubt not. Continually speak to your mountains. Faith for healing comes from believing God and not begging God. You're not beggars, you're kings and priests. Faith for healing doesn't come by us praying for more faith. We got to realize we already have enough faith to get the job done. Faith for healing can grow stronger as we meditate in the Word of God. Faith for healing comes by knowing our identity in Christ. You got to know who you are before you can partake of the promises that God has for you. Faith for healing comes by knowing our position in Christ, and we're seated in heavenly places. Faith for healing comes by renewing our minds to the fact that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And you got to get a revelation of that. I'm not looking at broke, busted, disgusted Christians in here. I'm looking at mighty conquerors. You are blessed of the Lord, glory to God. You are the healed, glory to God. And the devil's trying to make some of us sick. You are already healed of the Lord, glory to God. So when we take these keys and we put these keys in practice, we're going to start seeing healing manifest in our lives more and more and more. Did you receive it today? Amen. I believe you did receive it today. Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, I thank you for your mercies and your goodness and your love. I thank you for those in the audience, those watching and listening, and perhaps you never made Jesus the Lord of your life. Well, today is the day of salvation. I want to give you an invitation to pray a simple prayer where you can receive Jesus as Lord, and you, your life will be radically changed. So just say this out of your mouth and mean your heart. Say, Dear God, I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I believe Jesus was raised from the dead to save me. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. And Heavenly Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that for the first time, we believe you got born again. Stay connected with Exceed Life Church. If you're here locally, come out, be a part of Exceed Life Church. If you're not here locally, find a good church home and get into a good church that will help you grow in Christ.
We thank you for listening to this message. For more information, visit us at exceedlifechurch.org.